News Talk 1620 WTAW Friday visit with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department. Usually we're promoting an upcoming event. Unfortunately, we're spending time today reviewing some law enforcement cases that have occurred during the day today, even a couple of things before sunrise with a couple of traffic issues.
It's been a busy last 12 to 14 hours for our department. And so we do have some information to get out to the public so they can be aware of some things that have been going on around town.
Well, let's talk about the morning drive incidents, the first one at Longmire and Rock Prairie.
We got a call at about 5:30 this morning that there had been an accident at the intersection of Longmire and Rock Prairie. When our officers arrived on scene, they learned that a vehicle had been traveling east on Rock Prairie Road and struck a pedestrian that was in the crosswalk on the southeast corner of that intersection. The Honda did stop, and driver attempted to render aid, and luckily we had some trained medical personnel in the area. Got her to the College Station Medical Center very quickly. She does have incapacitating injuries. We at this time have identified the pedestrian as Desiree Vinson. She's 21 years old, and she lives in College Station. The driver of the Honda Odyssey has been identified as Scott Nussbaum. He's 42 years of age, also lives in College Station. He was not injured in the incident.
Any idea where Ms. Benson was going at the time she was hit?
We believe she was probably returning to her home. We've got information that she lived on the north side of that intersection, somewhere in that area, on the north side of that area.
I'm not sure about the timing, but there was also at least one other accident during the morning rush on University.
We had an accident that was at the intersection of the southbound feeder and University Drive. It did cause quite a few traffic problems. We had a Kia that was westbound on University and a Lincoln that was southbound on the feeder. They collided in the intersection. Don't have any information at this point who was at fault because we don't have any witnesses as to what color the lights were. They collided in the intersection. What was a little bit odd about this was that the Kia veered into another lane after the collision and struck a large truck, something like a box truck. And that box truck did not stay on the scene after it was struck.
It just kept going then, as if it may not have known it was struck, even though probably the impact was felt?
We are not sure if the driver of the truck knew he had been struck or not, but for whatever reason, he did not stay. The drivers of the vehicles had non-incapacitating injuries. They were transported to the hospital, but not with any type of injury that was going to cause them a long-term problem.
Visiting with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, if those couple of crashes weren't enough, then there was a robbery case that took place last night.
Around 2:25 this morning, officers responded to the parking lot in the 200 block of Patricia Street, we also known as the Coyote parking lot, for a possible assault in progress. When the officers arrived, they made contact with the victim, noticed that he had a red swollen mark on his face and an abrasion on his shoulder. Witnesses told officers that they had seen a white male kicking at something on the ground, and when they went over to see what the suspect was kicking at, they saw that he was kicking a person. They asked what he was doing. He indicated that he was just trying to see if the guy was still alive. As they started to check on the victim, the male suspect left in a vehicle with a white female and another white male. We've got conflicting stories as to the description of the vehicle. We can tell you that the suspect is described as a white male in a red shirt, and that's all we have. The victim told our officers that he did not remember any of the details regarding the incident, but he did advise that he was missing his wallet and his cell phone. He refused to be transported to the hospital, by the fire department, and he was, you know, he was released to go home with some friends.
Well, now that we've been able to catch up a little bit on the police activity side of things, what else may be going on within the department we need to share with the listeners?
Well, we could use help on a couple of these cases. If we have any witnesses to the robbery last night, to the possible assault, we you know, would like for them to call the department and provide that information to our detectives. In addition to the crash this morning, they're still trying to gather information in that crash this morning. And so if we have anybody that happened to be in the area, either on foot or in a vehicle, and witnessed the auto pedestrian accident, or even maybe was around the incident after it occurred, if they could contact our detectives, they would just like to visit with anybody who was in the area with either one of these incidents.
Rhonda Seaton from the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.